2003 is turning out to be a pivotal year for cosmologists. In February, NASA's Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropy Probe, it's called, or known shortly as WMAP, made very precise measurements of the oldest light in our universe, which is that microwave background radiation from the Big Bang. And the maps that have been produced now from this microwave data, they are incredibly detailed. They are now at my website, www.earthfiles.com, with tonight's report about the fact, George, that this data and brand new data that's coming out this coming week, I'll be talking a little bit about, now seems to support even more than ever that 95 to 96% of our universe is not matter as we know it, and that we are, the suns, the planets, life on Earth is only in 4% of the matter worlds of this universe. And that is a startling concept for everyone, including the cosmologists.
You know, that those percentages are just almost outrageous.
That's right. And when they look at this data that has come both in February and now this brand new Sloan Digital Sky Survey that is going to be published for the first time in the October 27th issue of Astrophysical Journal and Physical Review D, what we're beginning to see are statistics about this universe that break down this way. What is the age? About 13.5 billion years old. Composition? Very strange, as I just said. Matter, as we know it, is only making up 4 to 5% of our universe. About 23% is cold, transparent, dark matter that is detectable only by its gravitational influence on normal matter. Otherwise, it is completely transparent to us. And a whopping 73%, which is most of the universe, is invisible, dark energy that is also transparent. What's the size of the universe now? At least 42 billion light years and expanding since the Big Bang. And the shape? Well, there is still debate about whether our universe is curved, finite space, or flat, infinite space. And this recent WMAP and this other new data favor the flat, infinite universe that expands forever. And the new data also reinforces this cosmic clustering of galaxies around this strange, transparent stuff called dark matter. And until now, many cosmologists rejected the idea of dark matter and energy because it is just so weird to believe that life as we know it would be relegated to only 4% of the entire universe. What's going on in the rest of that 96% that is completely invisible to us? And whatever dark matter and energy are made of, this stuff won't even bounce off our matter atoms, and it won't interact with photons. If our sun were made of dark matter, there would be no light. It would be transparent. We would see all the stars behind it as if nothing were there. But our scientists would be able to measure its gravitational impact on our solar system. And one surprise in this new Sloan survey that's going to be announced this coming week is that they have discovered a huge green curved wall. It is what scientists are saying is the biggest feature now known in our universe. This long green curved wall is 252 million light years long. It's about the same distance from our solar system. And what it's made of is the longest string of galaxies yet found to date.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and now cosmologists theorize that this new discovery demonstrates yet again how the 4 to 5% matter in our universe gets clustered, kind of herded around in clumps, by the gravitational pull of this mysterious dark matter. And if transparent dark matter has been a necessary ingredient in the creation of galaxies and matter worlds, the opposite is true of dark energy. It makes up most of the universe, but no one has a clue what it is or how it works. But it is what is accelerating the expansion of the universe, which is the opposite of making galaxies. Scientists theorize that it came later in the evolution of the cosmos because it seems to be what is accelerating the universe in its expansion. And if it had been around in the beginning, perhaps it would have torn apart any young galaxies being clustered together by that equally strange but apparently more primordial dark matter. Scientists thought that this new 2003 data might solve once and for all the question about whether our universe has a curved, finite shape that will collapse back on itself, or is flat, infinite, and ever-expanding. But the data comes down on another razor's edge in which the universe could go either way, depending upon what more is learned about this mysterious, transparent, dark energy and matter. Ironically, the stronger the data has supported the invisible universe of dark energy and dark matter, the more disturbed the cosmologists are. One of the participants in the Sloan Digital 3D Mapping Project is Max Tegmark, PhD and Associate Professor of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Pennsylvania. He told me it is still hard for him to believe our universe is as strange as the WMAP and Sloan measurements indicate. Here now is Professor Tegmark.
All right.
For a long time, series of clues have been trickling in, pointing to very strange directions, saying that most of the stuff in the universe was dark matter we couldn't see, you know, maybe the universe was accelerating and doing other funny things. And I think, though, my gut feeling was always that somehow, even though at some intellectual level I believe in this, deep down inside I didn't. I felt, you know, I can't be this weird. And to me, when the WMAP data came along, that's when it really hit me that, wow, it really is this way. This isn't all going to go away. Because WMAP did everything so much more carefully and so much more accurately that it eliminated all these lingering doubts.
Now, what do you think right now is the strangest implication from the data that you're challenged with right now?
Well, for starters, I think it's pretty weird that we have no clue what 95% of the universe is made out of. And all the atoms we learned about in school and chemistry might make up only immediately 5% of the stuff. And that really disturbs me. It's important to remember that dark matter and dark energy are still mostly fancy words for our ignorance. We are quite certain that dark matter is out there, and we have a good measurement of how much of it there is because we can see its gravitational effects pulling on other stuff. But that's also all we know about it, you know, like how much there is. We have no clue what it's made up of, if it's some sort of strange, exotic, yet undiscovered particles or something else. And about the dark energy, we know even less. Dark matter, at least, is matter. It's stuff that you can have a big clump of someplace, whereas dark energy, you can't even have more of in one place than in another place, because by its very nature, it has exactly the same density everywhere in space.
And could this strange, disproportionate relationship between 95% of the universe being made of dark matter and energy that is transparent to us versus we're in 5% explain some of the anomalies that fall into the category of extrasensory perception, ghosts, that some of the things that interact with this matter world could be coming from this other 95% and might ultimately explain phenomena?
My guess is no, that this does not have anything to do with ghosts and the like. But at the same time, Linda, of course, what this really does tell you is that we scientists have to be very humble and not have these knee-jerk reactions and say that everything we can't understand can't exist.
Yeah.
Because by that argument, you could have easily said, well, dark energy can't exist, dark matter can't exist either. So the universe has turned out to be stranger than we ever dreamt of and contain all sorts of things that I think none of us had thought were actually out there.